This past Monday, I found myself glued to social media and cable news more so than usual. Like many of you, I watched intently as much of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burned. While grateful there was no loss of human life, it was still painful to hear of the emotional turmoil people experienced because of the fire. I could not turn my eyes and ears from the suffering. I didn't want to. I felt like the more I sat vigil, the more I would glimpse the hope which resides at the depth of our common humanity. I wasn't so much caught up in the why or how the fire started. I wasn't wondering whom to blame. Nobody on TV really was at the time. At least that's how I'm remembering this. Maybe it's because we view accidents differently than we do premeditated acts of terrorism, like the crucifixion. No, I kept watching because the more I watched, the more I felt like I was, in a small way, sharing the suffering of Parisians, the French, and those who have made pilgrimage to Notre Dame for reasons including, but not limited to, religious significance. I listened to interviews in which locals reminisced about the countless number of weddings, funerals, and political events held at Notre Dame, how the cathedral is the center of Parisian life and culture. I even learned of the scars inflicted on it over more than 800 years. The more attentive we are to those in pain, the more we realize how suffering and compassion are close cousins. Compassion literally means to suffer together. As we consider what happened in Paris on Monday, while pretty much most everybody wishes it never had happened, most seem to agree this is a tragedy the cathedral will endure and overcome. So is it possible to view the passion of Christ, the suffering of Jesus on the cross, in that light? If we position ourselves just right on Golgotha, can we not see the empty tomb before it's ever occupied? God comes to us as one of us, not to help us avoid suffering, but to share personally in our suffering and lead us through it. Each of us experiences tragedy in this life, tragedy which will rarely headline the news or trend on social media, much like the mosque and three black churches which also burned on Monday. When we resign ourselves to going it alone, we might believe there's no one else in the world who can understand what we are going through. We find it difficult to give others the chance to be sympathetic or empathetic towards us, especially if our experience has been that when we tell others about our pain, they turn their backs on us. They don't know what to say because they're afraid to say the wrong thing, or their presence at another's suffering means they have to unwillingly consider their own hardships. It is also true that if someone learns of my struggles, there's a good chance they will not have compassion for me. They will instead judge me. But it's not just other people with whom we are skeptical when it comes to our suffering. We are skeptical of God. We are tempted to think that God is the ultimate cause of our suffering. We look at the cross and wonder, how, God, could you do this to your own child? We judge God. But is God the one whom we should be judging? Jesus spent 3 years in public ministry, teaching what it means to find beauty and wholeness in this life. He cured the sick, fed the hungry, clothed the naked. He listened to, bestowed dignity upon, and blessed people outside the social norm. Jesus challenged the very people in power who were supposed to watch out for those in need, but instead watched out only for themselves. And what did that get Jesus? Suffering. Suffering at the hands of humanity. The cross is not an indictment against God. The cross, in many ways, is an indictment against the shadow side of the human condition. But leave it to God to turn our indictment into an acquittal. And let there be no doubt, there is plenty of blame we could spread around when it comes to the cross of Christ. But in the grand scheme of things, Jesus endures the cruelty we direct at his humanity, the cruelty we direct at our own humanity, so that we might be transformed. When we're honest with ourselves about how capable we are at causing and or increasing suffering, when we are in touch with our shadow side, we actually open the door to our capacity to walk with others through their suffering, and we allow others to walk with us through ours. Instead of looking upon someone in their suffering, focusing solely on blame, and wondering how to retaliate, Christ on the cross invites us to share in each other's suffering in love, and together set out on that long journey to mercy, grace, pardon, rest, peace, and understanding.